Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Cheryl Thaxton, for the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight, to the place, to the call, to the destiny that God has called us to and chosen us for. This is the place where we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we learn more about Him, as He's revealing Himself more to us. We grow in every area, in every aspect, and that which is revealed to us in the Word of love, Word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept, faith to faith, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. And as we grow, we become mature. And as we become mature and the Lord, and we begin to let our light shine more and more, our faith grows and increases, and we face more trials because we're going to, because of His name's sake, because we're called by His name. We shine so brightly that others are drawn to us, or they see the love and the light of God, and we're able to save or in power or water a seed for a race, for a generation, for a nation. We're able to do that by faith, and God is glorified in the midst of everything that we're doing. We look and study people in the Bible, this 15 minutes of empowerment. We don't see them as superhuman Christians, but we see them as individuals living in a different time and a different century. But we see the Word being made alive, prevalent, as we understand their walk, understand God's will, His Word for their life. We get that knowledge and understanding, but we also see how they believe God, how they walk by faith. We see even there's some of their mistakes, but it doesn't stop or refute the Word of God, stop what God has said concerning them. That Word still comes to pass because God's Word is powerful enough that even their mishaps, their sins, doesn't stop what God wanted, because before the foundations of the earth, before any of it was ever done, God already saw His Son crucified. In the mind of God, Christ was already crucified, already paid the price. And so it doesn't stop what God's going to do. When God chooses to choose a person, an individual, a family, a tribe, or a nation, He chooses them for His glory, and He gets the glory out of them. So we're going to be looking today in 15 minutes of empowerment through the Word of God, getting power, getting instruction, being encouraged, even the things that we go through. And know that we are more than a conqueror, because what we learn, this empowerment, helps us walk through our everyday life, through situations that might occur, that we are able to empower ourselves or even someone else who may be going through the same thing. So thank you for joining me today. And we're going to look at the book of Philippians today. Just want to be encouraged in just a little bit of this. And we started last week talking about how we're supposed to encourage one another, encourage ourselves. And the process of encouragement, because encouragement, you have to make yourself get out of the place of being discouraged, get out of the place of being selfish, and encourage, because we have to encourage each other in the faith, in the gospel. So we're esteeming someone else higher. We're getting ourselves out of the way, making sure it has nothing to do with us, and we're giving them what they need, and encouraging them in the faith, encouraging them in their gift, their talent, their stand, encouraging them in what, and the things of the Lord, and the things of the gospel, and we're saying it by faith, and we're saying the truth of what it is. We're not lying. We're saying it, the truth of what it really is, and we're esteeming them higher. So it means that we have got to get ourselves out of the way and allow the faith that's inside of us to arise, to encourage and build someone else so that they can go on and continue to do the things of God. And so we're going to continue to talk about that a little bit more in different areas, and we're going to continue to walk in that place where we are moving forward in our stance and in our walk with the Lord. Many times, many of us are getting too caught up in the things that are going on around us, that we feel the hopelessness and despair that the world is feeling. And we are not like them. We are not those who don't have hope. We know where our hope lies. We know who our hope is in. And we know what our hope, our expectation about the God that we hope in, what He's going to do, what He's going to bring, what His Word says. and that we understand that for any reason, if we leave this earth right now, we are going to be immediately in the presence of the Lord. And that is far greater than, it weighs more. It has greater value than anything here on this earth. And the life that we live will speak for us, because if we've done everything that we know we were supposed to do in the Lord, then he's going to handle everything else that we've already asked for, prayed for, because we know that the prayers of those who've gone ahead of us, those prayers are still being answered. Many people who've gone on prayed for loved ones to be saved, and they've gone on, but their prayers are being answered because God is still dealing with that heart of that individual. He's using other people, and they're going to be those who agree. Some do, some do not, but most of them do, because God already knows who he's chosen to be his. So we understand that. We're going to look today in the book of Philippians, as I said earlier, and we're going to look at chapter 1, and we're talking here, Paul is talking here about the gospel again, and we love it because he lets us know what the gospel means, how we're supposed to walk in the gospel, what they will do, people will do, nations will do, politicians will do because of the gospel. And we've seen his walk and the walk of other apostles and how they were treated because of the gospel. But God is still good in the midst of all of that. In the 27th verse of the first chapter, it says, whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. And I'm going to stop right there just a minute. Whatever happens in our life, we are supposed to live in such a way, not in our own might, in our own strength, but in a way that the gospel of Jesus Christ is glorified. And we are to live it by faith in the strength of God, in the strength of the Holy Spirit, and the strength of Jesus, and the strength of his word. We can't do it within ourselves, but we can do it in his strength and in his power. So whether we're facing something in our lives, whether it is something that has come on the job, in our home, in our physical body, with our children, in the community, in the church, we're not supposed to, as I said before, act as if we don't have hope or an answer. We have an answer in the word of God. And whenever our hearts are overwhelmed, whenever circumstances are heavy, we're supposed to go to the rock that is higher. Go to God. Go to Jesus. Go to him. And as we go to him, we find the peace. We find the answer. We find the solution. We find it there because he's a very present help. It's not someone that we can't have to wait to see. He's presently with us. He's presently there through the Holy Spirit. He's there, and he is an answer immediately, a very present help in the time of trouble. He's right there to give us the answer, to comfort us, to let us know that it's going to work for our good. However he shows up and he answers us, we have that assurance that we're not going to go through this thing alone, that he's with us, that he has the answer for us, that he's the strength to help us go through some things that we know that if it had not been for God who was on our side, if it had not been for him who was there walking us through, if it had not been for him leading and guiding us, if it was not him there giving us peace, we would have been destroyed, we'd have lost it, we'd have done something that we shouldn't have done. But thanks be unto God that even in the midst of what we go through, he causes us to triumph within ourselves, in our own house, in our own situation, and he gets us to triumph and causes us to triumph over the adversary. So God is just not saying, I'm just going to let you triumph over the enemy. Things we have to triumph in our own lives. There's some things that we're going to go through. We've got to triumph over that. There's some situations that's going to happen in our life. We've got to triumph over that. We are more than conquerors. In the Greek, it calls us super conquerors. We are more than conquerors. And we've got to see ourselves as conquerors, that he's already finished it, that Christ already finished it, that he already did it, and he's sitting down at the right hand of the Father. He's already gone through everything or anything that any of us will ever face in our lives, and he conquered it. He took the keys from the enemy. He took everything that the enemy was using against mankind, conquered it, took the keys, gave us good gifts, gave us the Holy Spirit, gave us everything that we need, now sitting down at the right hand of God, making intercession for us, because he's already done it. Now, he's letting us stay here, because if he just wanted us to go to heaven, he would have, when we, as soon as we said, we believe in Jesus, we receive him, and we accept him by faith, we would have went to heaven. But God wanted glory in the earth. He wanted glory in the earth. He wanted conquerors in the earth to conquer the things that had conquered man, because God had an intention and a plan when he made Adam. And even though the enemy thought he had won, and he thought that he had gotten all men off track, and none of them will serve God or believe God or want his righteousness, God is saying, I'm going to have a family in the earth. I'm going to have a family that's going to be covered in my grace. And I'm going to walk them through, and they say, trust me, my grace is going to be sufficient. I'm going to give them grace, because when they're not going to get it all at one time. So I'm going to give them the grace, but I'm going to teach them, and they're going to learn how to do this thing by faith, and they're going to trust me, taking my word and eating my word in their spirit, taking that word, and they're applying that word, and they're being the light, and the light here in the earth, that others will be saved and delivered, because they will not see God unless they see him through us. So in everything that I go through and all that I'm going through, I'm learning. And when I first became a Christian, I didn't know that. I had a zeal, and all I wanted to do is just make it to heaven. And I'm making it to heaven because I have him as my Father. I have insurance. I have a promise, an eternal promise. I have an eternal covenant. I'm abiding in him, and his word is abiding in me. And because of that, because of faith, I know that if something happens, I'm going to be with my Father. I'm going to be with him. So my life that I'm living, I want to bring glory to him, because when I see him, I want to crown him with something. I want to say, the gospel, the love, the power, and everything that you gave me, I want you to say, I'm proud of what you've done, how you live, that you didn't take what I gave you and hid it under a rock or planted it in the ground, that you took what I gave you and you added, multiplied it. You lived in such a way that others were blessed by your faith, by your love, by your dedication to me, by your walk, by the gifts of the Spirit that are inside of you. You used everything that I gave you for my glory. You came to me empty. You didn't keep it or try to save your life and use your life for yourself, but you said, God, my life is yours. Whatever you want, you can get it out of me. And that's my testimony. I want other people to be empowered. I want them to know their Savior. I want them to walk as conquerors, super conquerors in this earth, knowing that they're already overcomers, that heaven is backing them, that we have power to tread on things in this earth, that we have power to stand, and our prayers avail it. They weigh heavy, that they do things. Our faithful prayers are powerful, that they go in and they move things when we pray the will of God. Oh, yeah, when we pray the will of God, we see things happen. We see God move. We see the miraculous transpire. And I know it to be true because I've seen him do it too many times. And he's not a respecter of purpose, a person. Whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel. And we've got to get that. I have to get that. I'm still growing in that, because you don't get it just in one day. This is a process of going there, that as I'm going to the place that God has called me, he's changing me. He's transforming me, line upon line, preacher upon preacher. I'm growing in him more and more. I'm learning of him. And as I grow, those things and attitudes, character, behavior, conduct, thoughts, all of these things, mindset, they are being changed to Jesus Christ, to his mind, to his will, to his desire, to his hunger, to his thirst. It's being changed more and more like him. And even though I'm in this world, I'm not of the world. I'm not operating in the same system that they are. My system is faith system. My system is the system of the word of God. It is belief in my Father. It is not as the world operates, in hopelessness and despair, not having an answer, not having hope, living in fear. I'm not living like that, because I understand the word of God. We're going to go deeper into this tomorrow, but I hope this and pray this 15 minutes of empowerment stirred you in your faith, that no matter what's going on in your life, whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you for joining me for Favorite Life, the process of there, where we are empowered in the process of there. Be blessed in the Lord, encouraged in Him, and we'll see you tomorrow.